We're absolutely delighted to be in the final. You know, I suppose everything we've done in the last few years has been a first, to get to intermediate and then to win the intermediate and then to get to Premier, and now to be in a Premier final. So every day we've gone out, we've gone a step further in the history of hurling in our club. So from that perspective, I suppose, you know, this is huge for us.
Playing Bandon now in the final, what are you going to expect from them?
Look, Bandon are an exceptionally good team. We've seen them in their performances, particularly against Kilwart, and they beat Charleville early on, and they beat Mallow in the semi-final. In fact, they were playing Mallow before our match against Clyne, and you know, the general consensus was it was a far more impressive game, better standard of hurling and so on. So look, we know, we're under no illusions. Bandon are a very good team. They've particularly fast and athletic forwards, and we know we're very much up against it. But look, we're being realistic about it. We're going in there to perform to the best of our ability, and you know, we'll hope when we get in there that you know, on the day, we're going to leave no stone unturned in the pursuit of trying to win again.
And how are you going to prepare in the week coming?
Look, to be honest with you, we've had two very tough weeks now, so it's a case of just keeping things ticking over, getting ready more specifically for Bandon as opposed to the Clyne game now, and focusing on Bandon and focusing on our own game. You know, there's a number of things we need to improve on, and also, you know, you have to be conscious of the opposition as well in terms of how you're going to play them and so on, and I'm sure equally that'll be the same story down in Bandon.
Look, it's great for Moy, both for hurling and football in the final.
Look, it's a fantastic achievement. It's very difficult from a dual perspective to be able to do that, and we're very proud of the lads. In fact, they deserve enormous credit for being able to do that, because the commitment, dedication is unreal, and they're unbelievable in terms of anything you ask them to do, they'll do it. Both from the football side, from the hurling perspective, and a lot of our fellas were playing with Avondhu hurlers and footballers as well this year. And to be honest with you, it's just as well they're not married, because if they were, I'd say a lot of them would be divorced at this stage.
And there's a few cards in the last game. Is there someone that's not able to be available for the next day for you?
Look, that's not clear yet. We'll know that later in the week. But look, we hope, you know, we'd be hopeful to have everybody, and we don't know what the story is yet regarding things. We haven't got referees' reports or anything like that at this particular point in time. And look, we're optimistic. We look ahead, and we hope to have a full squad going out onto the pitch next day against Bandon.
How do you feel your performance has been throughout the championship?
Kind of mixed, really. We performed. We were in a classic with Kilwart in the first round, and it was a very impressive game. Our defending maybe wasn't that good on the night, but it was a very exciting game and an important game to win, because we came from 6 and 7 points behind on two occasions to snatch victory at the end, which showed a lot of character amongst the lads. Our next performance against Clyne, which we lost by 4 points, we struggled big time against them. And they're, you know, Clyne's are experienced team, very hard to play against, and you know, they know what it's like. They've been senior, and you know, they're a very difficult team to outsmart and beat. And you know, that day we came up short. The next day out we played Charleville, and that was our best performance by a mile, I think, to date in the championship. Charleville, an exceptionally good team. They won the intermediate county last year. We had beaten them in the final the previous year by a point. And we knew that was going to be a difficult game, and we played particularly well in Buttevant that night.
I suppose that
was followed by Inniscarra in the quarter-final, and the Inniscarra game we played quite well. Maybe played ourselves into a little bit of trouble at the end, and were hanging on, whereas we possibly could have been more comfortable in seeing out that game. And then you had the two matches against Clyne, which were very tough games. Probably the standard of hurling didn't look very impressive, but at the same time, there was an intensity in those games that maybe weren't in the other games, and we'd feel we'd have learned a lot from that. And going into those games, we had 5 weeks and a day without playing a hurling match due to two senior matches with Avondhu and two Premier Intermediate Championship matches with our footballers. So we were very much handicapped, I think, going in the first day, and I think that match the first day stood us in good stead for the replay.
Exactly, and look, there's great atmosphere here tonight. There's loads here tonight to support you, and I can see the flags and bunting hanging around the town. It's great to have that atmosphere here tonight.
Look, it's fantastic. You know, you'd like to think that the older fellas in the club now are inspiring some of these younger guys to perform, and in fairness, the club is in a good place. There's a lot of work being done in the underage side of things, as well as the adult side of things, and you'd be only hoping that being involved in the latter stages of competitions, you know, only inspires these youngsters to want to be one of these guys in a few years' time.
Yeah, it was a bit of a battle from Clyne out, but we got there in the end. It's the second time going against them, and it was great. A lot of heart showing towards the end, and we came with the right side.
Was it semi-final you hoped for, or would you be able to perform better in the final?
I think, look, we're always trying to improve. There's definitely always opportunities there. We're definitely going to do our homework in Bandon and see what went right and went wrong against Clyne and put them all together, and hopefully we can use it to our advantage going in against Bandon.
What are you expecting from Bandon?
It's going to be a fierce battle. They're going very well again this year as well. So similar style as well. So it's going to be put up to us, and it's going to be a very tight game.
How are you going to prepare over the next week or so?
Keep it simple. Stay focused. Keep our heads grounded, and like any other match.
You'll find out during the week, I suppose, of the decision of the red card. Sorry.
It was disappointing, to be fair. But look, I suppose the way we're looking at that is we just have to focus on without him. And if we get him back, it's a huge advantage. Tomorrow's to be a massive loss for us. But look, we just have to drive on without him. And as I said, if we can get him back, it's a massive, massive bonus.
How do you feel that you've progressed through the championship?
I think every year we're making progress. We've demonstrated that in the leagues. Last year winning against Newstone, which is a massive battle down there. I think we're getting better each game. Hopefully we can prove that again next weekend.
And as a player, how do you feel you've progressed?
I think, look, we've definitely improved across the board. It's been hard to try and balance both. And I think we've done a good job to date. But, look, nothing won yet. So we have to try and do the job next weekend.
Look, it's great that both hurling and football are in the final. There's a great atmosphere around the town.
Definitely. Look, it's a massive buzz. But we know no different. We've grown up like this now, both playing hurling and football. And we've known that for the last few years. We're trying to balance both football, win the football county last year and the hurling previous to that. So we know no different, and we'll drive on from that.